Yes, team, good morning to you. I hope we are good. Welcome to episode 20 of the Get Up and Show Up live show. I hope we've had a decent week so far. And in this morning's show, I'm going to be talking about the importance of building mental resilience, because this is going to really determine, one, how consistent you can be, and two, the success that you have in any area of your life that you're looking to improve in. So I'm looking forward to this one because this is really, really important, and it's something I talk about a lot with the lads that I work with inside the Unbreakable Dad program. And here he is, Scott. he's here at the right time this time. Scott messaged me on Tuesday and was like, mate, where's the Get Up and Show Up live show? I was like, mate, 6:30 happened all the time. And he thought he got the time wrong and was it here at 6, I think, instead of 6:30. So same time, same place. Good to see you. If you are in or you're watching back, I would appreciate if you let me know. Drop in a quick like on the video, and a comment is always appreciated as well. So it's madness that we're episode 20 already. Seems like yesterday I was starting these at the start of this year. So that's what's great about doing these, because it really gives me the reminder of how quickly these weeks go by, and how quickly these episodes are stacking up already. 20 episodes in, and I appreciate those of you that have been either joining me or those of you that have been listening back either on here or on the podcast. I appreciate it. I'm enjoying them, and I hope you guys are too. So let's dive into this. Building mental resilience. The question I want to ask you this morning is, how would you currently rate your mental resilience on a scale of 1 to 5? So 1 is I have no resilience at all. When the going gets tough, when there is challenges, I'm quick to throw in the towel. I'm very much fall off track, and it knocks me off track completely with what it is that you're doing. And just not able to have that kind of resilience to push through on certain things. And it might be different in different areas. So, sometimes I find guys are more resilient when it comes to like professional side of things, when they're at work, but when it comes to personally, it's a different story. So it might be different. So 1 is no resilience, poor resilience. 5 is you feel like you are quite resilient with things that go on, and you were able to push through challenges and things that are thrown at you. Vaughn, good to see you, mate. Hope all is good with you. So let's get into this. I believe when it comes to the success that you're trying to achieve and what it is that you're wanting to improve in with regards to your the life that you live, resilience plays a huge part in it. Mental resilience plays a huge part in this, because the reality is, when life is going well and there's no challenges and everything is running smoothly, it's easy to win, right? Everything is much easier to be able to stick to. It's easier to be able to build consistency, and it's easy to see success. But when there are challenges, when life smacks you in the face, when things aren't going to plan, that is where that resilience has to come in, and that is what actually builds character and discipline in the process, because it's not easy. We all have things going on in our life that will smack us in the face, and will completely throw us off completely, with what we're expecting. And that's just life. That's what happens. But if we can't build that resilience and lean into the challenge of this, we're never going to be able to, one, build this resilience, but never going to be able to see the success that we are trying to improve in. And that's what is really important to remember, is these challenges that are thrown at us, they really define who we are and what we are made of, because it's how we respond to this. It's our bounce back ability. It's recognizing that the success that you have is not determined by the good days, and when things are running smoothly. It's actually how we're dealing and responding to challenges. Your success is dictated by how you're managing this. And in order for you to be able to manage this, you need to be able to build this resilience and become more resilient when there are challenges. And there's going to be times where it is simply not possible to push through because there is things going on, whether that is health issues, whether that's stuff going on in the family, which that has to take priority. But it's recognizing that there's always going to be little things on a daily basis sometimes that is so easy, like the natural instinct is to be thrown off track completely. They're the things that are going to allow you to build that resilience and build that discipline and build that consistency to be able to push through on these things. So to ask yourself right now, this is a really kind of practical sort of exercise to do almost, is ask yourself, what are the most common challenges that test your mental resilience right now? So what are the common things that crop up continuously which will throw you off? So whether that is work stuff that kicks off, whether that is kids being ill or family stuff that throw you off. Martin, good to see you, mate. Maybe it's the weather that, it doesn't help when it comes to you trying to get out in the morning because the weather's poor, especially with the winter months. Maybe it's the time of the year. All of these different things. So what are the things that continuously crop up which challenge your mental resilience, which stop you in your tracks? And I want you to ask yourself, once you've determined them, and feel free if you're listening to comment them in here, just for that accountability, for that awareness, because it's so important to have this awareness of like, what is stopping us? What are these challenges? What is challenging our current mental resilience? Because if we don't know what these are, then we can't respond to them. So once you've determined what these are, I want you then to ask yourself, how are you currently responding? So if it is that the kids get ill, or if it is that work kicks off and it completely throws you off, how are you currently responding? What happens when these challenges crop up? And again, the awareness of this is so, so important to realize what is going on. Lee, good to see you, mate. And once you've then determined how you're currently responding to these challenges, I then want you to ask yourself, how can you change your response? So how can you change this? And it might just be a small shift in what you're doing, but that small shift will make a massive difference. So that is something that you can literally take away off the back of this and use as a bit of an exercise when it comes to building this resilience and the challenges that you're facing. First and foremost, to determine what the common challenges are. So what crops up regularly, and the things that are the most common things that crop up. Then, how are you currently responding? And then off the back of that, how can we change the response? And I want to finish up this morning with four mindset shifts that you can kind of embody and take on to help you be able to build this resilience and just shift your thinking when these challenges crop up. So number one is everything seems bigger, zoomed in. So when you're in the moment where there is a challenge, where there is, life is against you, and apologies, clearing my throat. When there is your back is against the wall, when there's things going on, everything seems bigger when you're in that moment. Everything seems amplified when you're in the thick of things, right? And it's your ability to be able to, in that moment, zoom out and actually look at the bigger picture and realize how big of a challenge, how big of a thing is this? Because when things are going wrong, it's like the world is against me, everything's happening, the world is like crumbling, the world's crumbling around us. And we always seem, and make out it's often bigger than sometimes it actually is, because it's that self-sabotage, it's that kind of, our mindset of almost trying to protect ourselves from the downside, and we make ourselves, put ourselves into that kind of self-pity pit. So that's number one, is your ability in the moments to zoom out and go, right, how much in the longer term is this going to impact? How much of a big thing is this? Number two is your best will look different every single day. It's recognizing that you cannot be at your best every day, okay? And it's the expectation of what your best looks like, which will often stop you from taking action on these things. So you need to realize that every single day, there's going to be different things that are going to potentially challenge you. There's going to be different things that you're able to do. And your best, that you perceive as your best with regards to how you're operating, is going to look different. Some days, you may be able to get a training session in, track your calories, hit your water intake, get your steps in, and smash everything. And that's what you'd see as your best effort for that day. But then the following day, it might be that you can only get your water intake in because work's kicked off, something's happened with family. You know, your nutrition hasn't been maybe as good as it was the previous day. You haven't been able to train. And the thing with that is that's often, for a lot of guys, seen as a failure because you're not able to live up to the expectations from the previous day. But by leading with the mindset of your best looks different every single day, it allows you to be able to be okay when you're not living up to the expectations that you have. So that's number two. Number three, operate through vision, not circumstances. And this is, again, very similar to the first one. When things go on, when there's challenges, when there's things that are challenging us and our resilience, we'll often be in the mindset of, why is this happening to me? Why is this always happening to me? And we're in the moment, in that, you know, tackling what's going on there and then. But when you realize that, you know, there's a longer term picture to this, and if you operate through more vision, that longer term, you know, it's only going to be for a lot of the time, for a short period of time. Obviously, there's potentially going to be bigger things that will go on for a longer period of time. But these small things that continuously knock you off track, a lot of the time it's going to be a short-term thing, but will amplify the problem and drag it out because of the self-sabotage and almost feeling sorry for ourselves. So operating through vision and realizing how much of an impact is this going to have long-term and how much of an impact am I going to allow it to have long-term. And then the final one is asking yourself the question of, when these challenges crop up, what is this trying to tell me? What is this trying to tell me? And what am I going to learn from it? And this is something that I've really lent into when it comes to building mental resilience and dealing with challenges myself, is every single challenge that is thrown your way, everything that crops up, which is potentially challenging your the standards that you have, what it is you're looking to do, the consistency you have, is going to be something that you can learn from, okay? There's always something that you'll be able to take from these things that have been thrown your way. And your ability to switch your thinking to, what can I learn from this? What's this trying to tell me? Which I can then take into the next time this happens and improve in the way that I respond, is really powerful. Every single challenge, every single moment where, things aren't going your way, or there's things happening to you, is a moment where you can learn more about yourself and build that character with what you're doing. And that's a great opportunity. So I hope them four things help. And I hope this morning has been quite practical with regards to just getting you thinking about how you can build this mental resilience and you can be able to build this consistency. Because, like I say, this resilience is so, so important. It's what we talk about inside the Unbreakable Dad a lot. It's what makes up kind of almost the identity of an Unbreakable Dad, being able to push through these challenges when they crop up and be able to bounce back, which is most important. So I appreciate lots of comments this morning. Seems like that's kind of hit the nail on the head, and that's landed quite well for you guys. So I appreciate that. And if you're listening back, I'd love to hear some feedback on this. But now it's about taking action on these things, and there's some practical things that you can now go away and implement. So thank you for listening. I won't be here on Tuesday, just so you know. I thought I'd mention that now. It's actually my son's birthday, so I'm going to spend the morning with him and be fully present. So no show next Tuesday. I'll be back basically a week today, so I will see you then. But thank you for listening. Have a great day, and I'll speak to you all soon.